Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric evaluation on Hamilton Willey, HamiltonWillie. His date of birth is July 15, 1931. This is a initial psychiatric evaluation. Identification data. Hamilton is a 93-year-old married Caucasian male living at 19315 Monica, Detroit, Michigan 48221721 USA with his wife and his old daughter Jarell. Jerroll. Reason for evaluation. Patient was referred for psychiatric evaluation for assessment of competency. History of present illness. Willie described that he has been living with his wife Helen and his daughter Gerald, who has been helping the family day-to-day activities, as his wife has been having dementia. However, he described that he is quite healthy and does not have any problem. He has been taking care of himself, taking shower, changing his clothes, making phone calls, and also drive. However, because of the bad arthritis in his hip, he has difficulty to walk and use walker. Also, he has been taking treatment for depression. He denies any psychiatric history or any psychiatric admission. He describes that he is happy, cheerful, not depressed, suicidal, not any mood changes. He has been sleeping, eating all right, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. During daytime, read Bibles, watch television, help people. Denies any issue or any problem, although he does have problem with the anger. He is concerned about his three kids, that is two daughters. The younger daughter and middle daughter and the oldest son, who were constantly bothering him, wanted to have his money. Although younger daughter has stolen a lot of things from him. Despite he has given a lot of $5,000, $10,000 whenever needed to buy a car and buy a house, but still they want to take his money, and he believes that they are against him. Discussion with his daughter, Zerol, indicate that this problem has been going on for some time, and her older brothers and sisters, they also playing games with her, because they believe that she has been taking money and belonging from their parents when she is providing only care. Piet, his wife Helen, has been having dementia, does not provide much information, although everyone was involved during this evaluation. Mr. Willie indicate that he is not taking any medication. He does not use any alcohol or drugs. Piet and his wife and daughter indicate that he has been happy and having no problem at home. Past psychiatric history is remarkable. Medical history is positive for hypertension, arthritis of the hip. He has a heart failure surgery. Period. Social history denies any use of alcohol or drugs. Personal history. Willie described that he was born in Clarkston, Mississippi on June 13, 1931, and he moved to Michigan in 1954. He has been married with his wife for 74 years, and he has three daughters. The oldest daughter is Gerald, who has been helping her both parents, Deborah, Kimberly, our other two daughters. Gary Hamilton is 73 years old. He is living in Georgia. He believes they are all Christian Baptist ministers. Willie described that he has completed only 9th grade and retired from Chrysler. Retired from General Motor. He worked for 10 years, and he was a truck driver and was very active. Social history. He has got couple friends, read Bibles, and stay at home watching TV. Currently, because of his swelling in both feet and the hip, he has been using a walker. On mental examination, Willie presented as a tall African-American male, 5 feet 8 inches in height, 175 pounds in weight. He was alert, oriented, to date, month and year. He named the president is Biden, and currently changed to Harris. His speech was clear. He is a good eye contact. He was cooperative, reasonable, and spontaneous in responses. His attention span was fair. He can repeat 69123 forward and backward correctly. He can spell world, WORLD, forward and backward, although having some problem in recall, but able to name objects, follow commands. His education level is limited, therefore he was having difficulty in calculation, although he can able to do simple addition, multiplication. He can name objects, he can follow commands. He denies any vegetative or neurovegetative symptoms of depression, denies any hallucination. But he was concerned that why his two daughters and the son want to take his money when they know that after his death he will not taking this money for him. Although he describes he is not paranoid and he does not believe that they are going to kill him. He is able to read and write, and he can write his name correctly. Although some problem with the clock test, he was unable to draw a clock and the number. His judgment sight seems to be okay. Diagnostic evaluation. Willie is a 93-year-old married Caucasian Afro-American male who is the father of one older son and four daughters. Currently, due to cognitive deficit to his wife, his older daughter Gerald has been helping him. Other kids, they are constantly asking him and reported that he should have a guardian, as he is not competent to make decision in his care. Therefore they want that he should give his property to his kid. However, Willie described that he has been giving them money, but after his death everything is belong to them, but he does not want to give right now. His judgment size seems to be limited. Diagnostic impression. Before diagnostic impression, on mental examination, he has some disturbance, especially he was born in July 15th, 1931, but he says June 3, 1931, having some difficulty in recall also, so that indicate he has mild cognitive deficit, but it is not interfering with his functioning or any decision-making capacity. Diagnosis, XS1, adjustment disorder secondary to psychosis, medical problem. XS2, defer XS3, hypertension, arthritis of the both hip joint, history of congestive failure, history of heart failure. XS4, living with the family, supported by his daughter. XS5, 50, prognosis guarded, based on current evolution. Mr. Willie does not need any psychiatric treatment. He has been doing fairly well and able to make decision in his care. Prognosis fair to guard it. This is the end of dictation, and Dr. Stovim.